You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, David, I think we just discovered in real time how to remove you from jury duty. Dude, just press play right in front of the judge.
I don't know if that's going to do it.
Well, don't worry. I've got five other ways you can get out of that. So we're going to do that at 4. Hi, Rico.
What's going on, Mike?
I just want to say thank you to you.
Why
I do.
Are you thanking me?
Because you wield such immense power up at Michigan State. They brought the Gruff's party helmets back for Saturday. Thank you. Honestly, if we're going to lose and look like idiots, let's look good doing it. We're going to start with something that is way outside of, you know, the margins of how we operate, because I can't figure out what I'm missing here. And I don't know if I should term it a sporting event. I don't know if it's like wrestling. I don't know if it's real. But can we just spend a moment on this Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight? Because I feel like I'm an alien, is that I don't want to watch a 60-year-old guy get punched in the face. That doesn't interest me. It just doesn't. I also have major doubts that this is even real. Jake Paul is a billion-dollar industry. The minute he loses to 60-year-old Mike Tyson, no one makes no more money no more. Reportedly, he's going to make between $40 and $50 million for this fight, which just makes me want to throw myself off Niagara Falls. And Mike Tyson will make $20 million, which, yet again, me in a bourbon barrel over Niagara Falls. I just... Help me understand, am I the only person not excited for this? Because Doug and Scott filled the phone lines. All the talk, I mean, Kenny, drunk at his dive bar last night, people talking about the Paul Tyson fight. Where are you at with this? And am I just an alien that I don't want to watch this?
No, you're not. Here's the problem. I don't think it's real. So therefore, it's WWE. It's already scripted. You know who's going to win, because when you look at this on paper, if Mike Tyson goes back and trains the way that he says he's training, he's still built in a lab. And 60-year-old Mike Tyson will still knock your head off.
Just like old Floyd Mayweather should have beat Logan Paul if he was remotely allowed to.
Right.
To me, it's a setup.
Yes.
You show up, I show up, we all make money, and at a certain point, hey, old man, take a dive.
Right. Either that or we're going to call it a draw. You didn't lose, but I didn't lose either. And if we want to, we can revisit this down the line. Because in essence, it should be a one, maybe two round fight. And that's about it.
Because, look, here's the other problem. And I'm not trying to, you know, clutch pearls. I don't want to see a 60-year-old dude get punched in the face. That doesn't interest me. I mean, what's next? We're going to televise bum fights? It just doesn't make sense. But I want to hear from the people. Look, the fight's tomorrow, and if you have Netflix, you can watch the fight. I will not be watching the fight. I just would like to hear from you guys, because apparently I'm the only person not excited about it.
If I thought it was a legit fight, then yeah, I'd be locked in and be like, yeah, I want to see this. But after what happened with Mayweather, it was like, that was so fake. And at one point, it looked like he literally held him up and said, no, we have to make this go the distance. So I could just knock you out right now, but we're not going to do that because I don't get paid. So we have to go however many rounds. This fight should never go the distance. And you're right. In essence, either you come out there and you make Mike Tyson look 60, or we find out Mike still has it. You poked the bear, you effed around and you found out. So,
does anyone believe this fight is real? And moreover, if you're excited for it, can you just explain to me why? And I'm not judging you. I don't care enough to judge you. I'm asking. Things like this are one of these pieces of society I just can't figure out. I don't know how we got here. I don't know how we ended up with some YouTuber, and I can't name anything this guy's ever done in his life, fighting a 60-year-old former boxer, and that's generating payouts of almost $70 million to two fighters. How did we get here? And what? Like, Doug and Scott got the most traction of anything they did on that topic. So I'm like, look, I'll do two segments on it. It's all you're getting out of me. But I want to know. I mean, like, Kenny, is this something you're going to get all... Well, Kenny doesn't need a reason to get drunk. My point is, if Kenny gets around friends, like, are you watching this thing tomorrow?
I'll flip it on out of curiosity just to see if it is real or fake. It's more of trying to watch the car accident instead of actually being in it.
But are you like Rico and I? You don't believe Tyson would be allowed to win?
I think this is WWE light. I think it's WWE adjacent. I don't think it's real. And I think what Rico says is a lot closer to what's actually going to happen, is it's going to be closer to a tie almost, and they're going to revisit it down the road and be like, this sets up for a rematch in which they'll both make absurd amounts of money again.
Amazing. 248-539-9797. David, you are in your fashion glasses. Now, do your kids, does your oldest, like, is he a Jake Paul guy? Like, what does this guy do?
No, they don't care about any of these Paul individuals. They care about real sports and real athletes. Here's what I'll say. I have some things to do after tomorrow's show with some people from the church. And a few of them texted me, well, how long are we going to be? Because I got to watch this fight. I'm like, why do you care about this fight? I'm not scheduling anything around this thing. So I don't care about it. I don't know. I mean, sure, I guess you can care about it if you want to. It just doesn't make sense because, from my understanding, there's a clause in it where he can't knock Paul out. So if that's like, if there's a clause in the contract, if that's true, then why am I watching?
Where has that been reported?
It's been reported everywhere. A lot of people are texting about it. I've seen it in multiple stories.
So there's a clause in the contract. He can't. So it proves what Rico and I are saying.
Yeah.
Then how are they making $70 million off of a fight that's not a fight? Think about it. It's like, well, some people pull this off in this business. It's like doing a radio show, but there's a clause you can't give an opinion.
And Paul has been denying that there's no clause at all.
What's he going to do? Go, you guys are right.
But see, I think we're looking at it from the wrong perspective. We're looking at it from the Tyson perspective. From the Paul perspective, the people are going to buy this because he's got this large following. Because people want to watch him.
But what does
and
he
they've
do?
Heard for years, who is this Mike Tyson guy people always, my father and grandfather, talk about? So from his side and from his fans, that's probably why they want to watch this. So you can go back and knock out some old legend that people have always talked about and says the greatest thing ever. It's like if you can play a one-on-one game between somebody, you know, and bring Michael Jordan back. It's like, yeah, that's not the same Michael Jordan from back in the day, but sure, you're going to play one-on-one with him.
We'll get to the people. I don't mind doing it for a couple segments. We got other stuff to get to, including, I don't even know what to make of it out of the world of college football. It's one of those things where I'm not mad at anyone involved. I just think it's kind of a sad look. I don't think it'll work. But we're going to talk about this Bryce Underwood Michigan thing where I'm fine that Michigan wants to throw a bunch of money because they're desperate and sad. They are. And I'm fine if Bryce decided to take it because, young man, if someone's offering you $10.5 million, well, God bless. But I just, even if it works, I don't think it works, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I do think Michigan looks like the 70-year-old chasing the young snapper at the club. It's like, young man, you're 70. You don't belong here. And that silk shirt doesn't fit.
Yeah. I'm hip.
I'm hip. I'm cool.
I have been informed that the clause is not real.
Which is
Evan Jenkins just told me the clause is not real. People have been reporting
which one?
That, but
Santa?
It's false. The clause of no knockout.
I'm here for you.
But, David, the fact that that rumor is out there now, the doubt is there. I mean, seriously, I saw a little bit of the Tyson training, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no way in the world. Even at 58, when I step into the ring, he looks just as fast. He looks just as powerful. He lands one blow, this thing should be over. Like he looked as if he was Tyson from back when fights only lasted 38 seconds.
248-539-9797. We'll get your calls. We'll get your texts. We'll get some college football at 3. We got to get David out of jury duty at 4. We've also got the Lions bandwagon and why I think everyone is welcome, because I think if you gatekeep fandom, you're a complete loser and you should be fired out of a space cannon. We're going to do a lot today. But we're going to start with this.
And we even got a little something for you, my friend.
I don't want it.
Yeah, but you're going to
take
it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thanks.
You're going to eat the pizza.
Wow. I'm now Alabama's opponents under Saban. Awesome.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, what was that, Rico? Right. There's big deals and gig deals. Good for you.
Hey, now.
What a script. Can't wait for the wicked one later. Phantasm Erastastic time. Uh-huh. All right, David, let's...
I got you and the family free tickets.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pass. David, ticket text, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. Are we the only people not interested?
Tyson is a draw, always has been, always will be. People want to watch. I want to watch. Tyson is way more entertaining and boring is Mayweather.
Right, but he's 60.
Right.
Is anyone, why are we leaving that part out?
See, what makes Tyson entertaining is when he knocks people out. That's what I want to see, and I don't know if I'm going to see that.
David hasn't knocked anybody out in 30 years.
Well, too busy doing
I was about to say, yeah, the last knockout was in the Hangover movie.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yes. Jake Paul hasn't fought a real boxer yet. This is all PR. Just ways to make money. Mike, Rico, I'm praying to David's God that Tyson knocks out this little kid. Well, he says something else, but I'll leave it at little kid. I cannot care less about this fight. The Paul brothers nauseate me.
I don't even know what they're famous for. And that's not a boomer opinion. I know they're YouTube stars. I don't know what they've done on YouTube to... How?
They are famous for being famous. They're in that category of, why is this person so famous? It's like, why is the Kardashian so famous?
They're just
famous.
Well, I mean, that's obvious.
They're just famous for being famous. So.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Carry on.
Giga deals.
Giggity goo.
Ha ha! You know, just go.
I'm trying to read something. I can't.
It's pointless. Just go to John. He'll bat lead off. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, you know, I grew up watching Tyson, and, you know, remember when he was on top of the hill, and I have zero interest in this fight. I feel like it's one of those things that's like these old artists that go on tour, you know, it's like their 401k tour, you know, like I'll do it for the money. I burned some up over the past 30 years. I don't think that the hype is real. I think it's, you know, fabricated by WWE and the social media with people jumping on because it's popular, it's famous, but I don't think it's like organic interest. I mean, I don't even want to tune into Netflix to just peek behind the curtain and see what's going on. I'm going to avoid it because I have like zero interest. I'm with you, Mike, on it. I don't get it. Can't get my head around why people do, but
it's just puzzling too. And maybe I'm just getting old, but like, I'm not interested in seeing Grandpa get punched in the jaw. That doesn't do anything for me. Guy's 60. Hey, John, Jesus. Yep. Appreciate it, Johnny. Let's go over to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, bud?
Yeah, I'm registering my vote against it. I am a kind of a boxing fan for good pro boxing, but this isn't that, and so I'm not going to spend the time. I must have something else better to do, like put the laces in my tennis shoes or something.
But Mike, here's the thing that kills me. They're going to produce, at least for each fighter, between 40 and 50 million for Jake Paul and 20 million for Tyson. So someone has to be interested in it. Who is it?
Well, I can't tell you. It ain't me.
I think it's the Paul fans. I don't think this is the Tyson fans.
If you're a Jake Paul fan, can someone call up and explain? Help me understand. I want to learn about you. Because I'm with caller Mike and Rico. I feel like I'm lost in the woods here. The idea that this is generating those types of payouts. I feel like I'm completely lost.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like some YouTuber, I said, challenging Michael Jordan right now in a game of one-on-one.
But I wouldn't want to watch that.
Why would I want to? Right, exactly. Like, why would I want to watch this thing?
But Jordan would, like, tip over.
But that, I guess if this thing is real, it shouldn't last but two rounds. Either Tyson is too old or you have no business being in the ring with Mike Tyson. If it goes to the third round, it tells me.
It's fake.
Yeah.
I think that's my biggest problem. How can you have a real fight between someone? How old is Jake Paul?
I think he's like 28.
28, I believe.
28 versus 60-year-old. Yeah. How can you have a real fight? You may as well do a pay-per-view. Let's punch David's grandfather in the face.
So, yeah, literally Mike Tyson could be fighting his son.
Yeah, because even if he trains well enough, you would think a 28-year-old, he would be just fine against Tyson, right, even though he's a professional.
That's the thing. A 58, 60-year-old man, your body betrays you. So if Jake Paul's only function in life is to train to be a boxer, he doesn't even have to be a good one. He's still 28 years old and physically and conditioning wise. Like, I struggle with the idea of wanting to watch a 60-year-old man get knocked out, much less if it's fake and you're watching nothing. Mm-hmm. But yet he's going to get 40, 50 mil and Tyson's going to get 20. And I just revert back to, we are a failed society. That's insane to me. Am I wrong?
No, it's exactly it. It's in the end, you're going to realize I wasted a Friday evening for what? Because you know there's going to be a buildup. If the fight starts at 8, those two won't actually hit the ring till about almost 10 o'clock because they'll have all types of stuff going on.
There are 7 contests.
Okay, so we're talking about 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Before they finally fight.
I have no idea, but 3 of them are championship belts that are on the line.
For boxing?
I have no idea.
Boxing has fallen so far off the cliff. You literally can give away tickets if people can name any champion.
7 fights on this card.
Yes.
What time does it start?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
And we'll be out till 1 in the morning. Am I wrong?
I would say so, yeah.
To hell with that. No shot. I'd rather watch North Texas and UTSA over 72.5.
I was about to say,
points and it's football.
This fight or Maction?
Maction.
Okay.
For me, because at least it's a legitimate contest. I understand it's the smarmy thing to say. I don't believe it's legitimate. I just don't believe Jake Paul can lose this fight because the industry, his industry, ends.
Yeah.
He goes to zero. Yeah. You lose to a 60-year-old man, you've discredited this whole idea of I'm a boxer. He can't lose. They won't allow him to lose. And if you're Tyson, We're handing you $20 million. Play act. Yes. Don't bite his ear. And just
especially
play act.
Yeah, if Paul is the one putting up the money, giving you the platform, okay, Tyson, here's the script. Read it. Get your people to go over it. No surprises in the ring, buddy.
Sounds a lot like Bally. Hey, let's go to Juan. 96. Here is your script. Pitching chaos is good.
Joe Klatt, read this about 12 o'clock games.
Fox Big Noon kickoff is good.
It did. Klatt's statement yesterday felt like.
It did.
Joel, is there a gun to your head? Blink twice.
No, it's really a good thing. Can I get my dog back, please?
Give me back my son. Let's go to Juan. 97-1. Juan, what's going on?
Hey, what up, Mike? Y'all all right?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm calling because I'm interested in it, man. Okay. You know, and I get it. You know, it's probably all kikis and whatever, but to me, it's just the fact of just seeing Tyson fight again, you know, after the whole Holyfield thing and how he left boxing. It's just really just to see him hit somebody in the mouth, for real. That's what it's all about to me, you know
but
what I'm
do
saying?
You, do you believe what you're going to watch tomorrow night? Do you believe Mike Tyson will be allowed to win that fight?
I don't know. I hope so, man, because you can't just say I'm going to be a boxer, give me all these celebrity boxers to go against and make me a boxer. You got to get punched in the mouth. You got to sit down eventually, right, in the ring. You know, you got to lose one. He just can't run through the whole.
But think about this, Juan. Jake Paul's career has been built on a false premise that he's a boxer. They have set up orchestrated fights against people who can't box, don't box, won't box. And now, well, I'll fight a real boxer. And he's 60. If he loses, he has no future in that realm. It's like a circus.
Yeah, but if you're just setting up all my fights as a hey, we're going to pay you this. I mean, it's a circus anyway, right? His whole career would be a circus. If you're just paying people to fight me, I'm paying everybody to fight me. I'm a clown.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to go?
Rico?
You ain't got no future.
Go ahead, Rico.
No. I just... It's staged. It's why I stopped watching wrestling, because after a while you grow up and you realize, oh, whoever comes into the ring second is the winner. Huh. All right. I've cracked the code. I no longer have to watch.
248-539-9797. The difference for Kenny is it is a known thing that there is a script to wrestling. There are storylines. It is more of a
soap opera.
Yeah, it's a soap opera for
male
people like Kenny. The point is,
male soap opera, Kitty.
Whoever comes out second doesn't always win.
It changed that now?
It's been that way for like 30 years, Rico. When was the last time you watched wrestling?
It's been a while.
Okay, I can tell.
Yeah, see, we're adults, so that's just not something we do. Okay. Good to see you. I did enjoy Mr. McMahon on Netflix. It was very interesting.
That doc is wild. And there's still going to be stuff that comes out about it, too.
Oh, it's terrifying.
It's absolutely terrifying. As you said pre-show, this is the world we live in.
Yeah, I mean, we're just a failed society. I was in shock at some of the stuff on that. I don't want to ruin it for people. All right, wrapping a little bit about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, and what are we missing? Because I can't believe the coverage it's getting, and yet none of us in this room believe it's a real fight. That, like, in essence, Tyson won't be allowed to win. 3 o'clock, we're going to get into some college football. We got to talk about the Michigan-Bryce Underwood thing. And the headline is, I'm not mad at anyone involved. I can still say, hey, you're doing what you need to do, and it's still sad. It's like the 75-year-old who dyes his hair jet black and thinks he's scooping 25-year-olds up at the bar. It's not happening. It's just sad. You're saggy balls. You can't be here. You got to go. Michigan looks like saggy balls. It's ridiculous. It's like Uncut Gems when they get Diamond District Wayne and he puts the bed in for Sandler's girlfriend and he wants her in the suite. It's like, bro, you're 80 with a permatan and I think that's a wig. You look sad here.
Yeah, we're going to need that for tomorrow's picks.
Baby, come up to the suite. It's like, okay.
Going to need that Michigan drop, David. Just for infinity.
Whatever you want. I don't care.
No, I love it.
Go to Aaron, 97.1. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? You guys are doing a great show. Appreciate you every day, man.
Oh, thanks, brother. All right. What's on your mind?
I'm going to, okay, No, I don't thank me yet because I'm going to talk you into watching this fight. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
And here's the reason why. Okay. I'm just a little older than you. Rico is way older than both of us. Sorry, Rico. No offense.
That's okay.
but Mike Tyson, you almost got there, Mike. He bit a man's ear off. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you said that he's not going to be quote unquote allowed to knock out Jake Paul. This is a man who masticated a body part of another human being in a ring during a real fight 20 years ago.
Hey, Aaron, just to show you how old I was watching that fight live. Go ahead.
I was too, Rico. I swear I was. And so the idea that if for any reason Jake Paul messes up, I want to see Mike Tyson launch him into the sun just to go off script and to who's going to, you going to step in between him if Mike Tyson decides that, like, oops, this whole play acting thing is over and now I'm going to go full Mortal Kombat, finish him, you know. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I dream of. And you guys should be watching just in case it happens.
Okay, so you're watching on the odd chance that this is legitimate. And I can't argue it. But you understand why I'm saying it can't be real. If Tyson did what you're talking about, it would end the entire sphere around Jake Paul and their ability to make money. Because you don't come back from, you lost to a 60-year-old.
Yeah, you know what? But then it'd be better for boxing because people like Canelo Alvarez and Joseph and the other guys might get back on the map a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We can stop
doing this thing with boxing where it's just WWE and we can go back to the real boxing because the two names I just mentioned, I mean, like, let's be real. Those are real boxers, man. Like,
100%. No, 100%. And that's, I think, Aaron, that's the problem I have in all of this is if any real boxer got in the ring with Jake Paul would die. And these are inauthentic exhibitions. Now, if you're into it, you want to watch it, maybe you're praying to God that Tyson bites his ear off. You do whatever you like. But it still boils down to it's a 60-year-old man. And I don't want to see Grandpa get hit in the face. That doesn't excite me.
Yeah, it doesn't. But I still, look, man, yes, I watched some of the Tyson training. He doesn't look like 60-year-old man.
Well, HGH will do that.
I don't care. He just looks like, okay, this shouldn't be a fair fight. Tyson still looks like he has it.
So if he's allowed to beat him.
He's saying, Tyson came out and said, my children may not like me at the end of this fight because they're Jake Paul fans. And what I plan on doing to this man, they may not like me anymore.
Well, that's pre-fight. Now, let you know, everyone.
Right, right.
The pre-fight talk is a thing.
No. It wasn't like out of anger. He was talking like, yeah, actually, I don't plan on losing this fight. If it was legitimate, if I actually thought, okay, this is going to be a real fight, I would watch it. I wouldn't watch the 17 previous fights.
You would have to polygraph both fighter and ask them the direct question and like pass a lie detector test that this is legitimate.
Yeah.
For me to want to watch it.
And if any shenanigans happens, you know what? Neither one of you gets paid.
Go ahead,
money
Kenny.
Goes to charity.
And Tyson saying that, oh, my kids might not like me after this. This is all, that's all a wrestling promo. That's all that is. It's the pre-match wrestling promo. It speaks to it being fake more than it being real.
Every pre-match talk is all the same. Except for the one time Conor McGregor had a boner. That was awkward for everyone involved. What an awkward pre-fight deal that was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was all up there bricked up. I mean, what are we doing here? But outside of that momentous occasion, all the pre-fight stuff is the same. What, Rico?
No, I'm just, I don't recall.
He was having a gigaton.
Okay.
You don't remember?
Nope.
Somebody just checks it in, says, oh, my God, Mike, saggy balls. Now bricked up. Thank you so much for this.
I'm telling you, listen, I'm not mad at what Michigan's doing, but they look like Wayne Diamond. They do. Look up Wayne Diamond if you don't know who I'm talking about. He was a famous wedding dressmaker in the Hamptons, but he's this larger-than-life character. He played Michigan football in Uncut Gems. And he's pursuing Sandler's girl. And it's like, bro, you're 80. Your tan is so fake. You look like a cigar store Indian. And you got a perm. This is sad, bro. Like, come on. Look up Wayne Diamond. You ought to put that guy in a Michigan hat. That's what they look like with Bryce Underwood. But we'll get to it because it's like, hey, Wayne Diamond was trying to get laid. I can't be mad at that. It's not a good look, but I can't be mad at it.
It doesn't look real.
That's Wayne Diamond.
Okay, fair. Mike wins.
If you put a little Block M Ward Manuel hat on Wayne Diamond, that's Michigan football in their pursuit of Bryce Hunter.
Hey, Bryce, Bubby, let me talk to you.
Wait, you can't know. You can't throw a flag because I'm not impugning Michigan's character for doing what they're doing.
We'll get to it.
I'm just saying, it's sad. Bubby, baby, come up to the suite. I mean, come on, that's Michigan right now. It's ridiculous.
Go over there, get you something to eat. Come on.
I'm hip.
Let's go to Noah, 97.1. Noah, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, yeah, this fight is real. I think it's a little bit annoying that people are saying this fight's fake.
Okay, I didn't mean to offend you. I have major doubts. So tell me where I'm going wrong here.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, Jake Paul at the end of the day is a real boxer. I don't know if you've watched any of his fights. Sounds like you guys haven't. He's a fighter. The dude was a loser at first. I mean, you watched a couple of his fights. It wasn't cool. But, you know, his last couple have been pretty sweet. It's pretty cool to see someone, you know, devote that much time into boxing when boxing at the time was really a dead sport. He's kind of brought it back.
So, Noah, and because I don't follow him, why not just fight a real boxer? Why are you fighting Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson is a real boxer. Mike Tyson is the greatest boxer to ever box.
But he's 60.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but no, yeah. It's the example of Michael Jordan. I mean, MJ is 60 now. He's not MJ. He's not a real NBA player anymore.
Just like Rieger was saying earlier, you watch his videos, you watch his stuff, he is a real boxer. I mean, it's Mike frickin' Tyson.
Sorry, if Tyson is what you say he is, and you think, all right, okay, Jake Paul's legitimate, then Jake Paul will walk out of this thing butchered, right?
He should. Okay. But he's also a badass himself. I mean, he's been training nonstop. His training from when he first started boxing to where he is now is incredible.
Right, but no, that's like, okay, if I had you quit your job tomorrow and you could dedicate your life to training to become a boxer, I hired a chef for you. And I got you all the best gear. And I ain't talking about a cup and boxing gloves. I'm talking about, hey, we're gonna put Noah on some HGH and some Tren, and we're going to get this dude jacked. Like, Noah, you do the same thing. I don't think it's authentic. I mean, yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah. He's worked himself into a facsimile of a fighter. But the reality is every piece of Jake Paul's adult life is curated. It's packaged. It is not... And real.
And Tyson hasn't fought a significant real fight in 30 years, 25 years. Like, seriously, he's like, oh, it's Mike Tyson. He was a great fighter. He was one of the best fighters 25 years ago, 30 years ago. It's not the same.
Dave, a couple of ticket texts. We'll touch table with football. We got to get to the Michigan thing at 3. It's a fascinating discussion. And we'll continue to take these calls. A lot of people are interested in this Jake Paul Tyson thing. I didn't mean to offend Noah if he's still listening. I got a hard time accepting the legitimacy of any of this stuff. And it's hard for me to say, oh, yeah, oh, well, I'm not going to watch this. What are you kidding me?
Not a Paul fan, but I think people my age want to watch him get smacked by Tyson. We hate watch him. That is Charlie, who is 23. So,
okay, all I know is he's famous for being a YouTuber. And I've seen some of his interviews or clips. He seems annoying. Now, what is his function? Is he a troll? Is that his thing? Like, what is the genesis of the Paul brothers? Why am I supposed to know they're famous? Is it for teenagers?
I would think so.
Christ, maybe I sound old.
Maybe we need to get Evan in here. Maybe he could help us with this.
Evan's a fan of this guy?
I don't know, but Evan knows all of this type of stuff. I don't follow. I just know they're famous for being famous.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people. We'll get some football in the mix as well. All right, let's get to football today. A little music and then back to business. What do you got, David?
I want to go through some best bets that I have for this weekend, some college, and then I have a couple pros that I want to talk about towards the end of this.
All right, there better be one of these on your college list. We got one we did on Cash the Ticket that both Cookies and I agree on, but he was too chicken bleep to actually play it.
Okay, well, we'll see if it is on my list. Let's start here. Clemson, 10-point favorite going to Pittsburgh. I love plus 10 here for Pitt. Here's why.
Oh, no.
Sure, the Panthers' ACC hopes are done, but I still expect him to be inspired to recover this week. And who has Clemson really beaten?
All right, here's your
problem. This is the best team they're facing.
Your problem is this. They already bounced back off the loss to Louisville. They were dominant against VTech. The only way VTech scored was a blocked field goal. Second of all, Pitt the last 2 weeks, the game they played at SMU was 50-24. It wasn't that close. And then you come home and lose to the nerds from Virginia. Pitt has been a fraud all year. They're a fraud now. No way. It's Clemson or piss. You're insane. I'll bet you want to bet lunch?
Sure I do. I think Pitt's going to have this one.
You look good, baby. All right, I'm in. I'm in.
Am I crazy, Rico? You think I'm crazy?
Yeah, I think Pitt's kind of broken. Pitt is, they're fraudulent. I thought maybe, but Clemson's not that great. Don't get me wrong. Because when your best win is still a loss, it means you don't have a great team, you don't have a great schedule, you haven't played a great season. But yes, their best game that they've won was actually losing to Georgia at the beginning of the year.
All right, let's go to another one here. Let's go to the Big Ten. You're probably going to say I'm crazy here.
They beat NC State, and as we know, NC State was going to go far.
I don't want to talk about NC State, okay? I don't want to talk about them. They're dead to me.
So is their quarterback.
Correct.
Grayson McCall had to retire. The hit was so bad. It was terrible.
That's bad. Oregon, 14.5-point favorite at Wisconsin. I am going plus 14.5 here, Wisconsin.
Would never touch this in real life, but if you forced me, I'll always take the team that didn't have to travel, that sits at home. You give me two touchdowns.
Exactly.
And Oregon doesn't like to rub it in unless it's against Michigan, which was just a very weird moment.
Exactly.
Rico?
Yeah, the 14.
You're a big Phil Longo guy. Come on.
David, 12.5, I would say, go ahead and take Oregon. But Oregon gets around 14-point lead, and they're going to make you sweat for the rest of the game, or whether they will kick a field goal or not. I'm like Mike, I would pass, but I would probably just take Wisconsin. The jump around, night game, Wisconsin.
Come on, get to the game I want.
Did I hit it yet, Mike? No, I didn't hit it yet? Okay.
No.
All right, here, you're going to say I'm crazy again because I'm – shut up, Rico.
What happened?
Nope.
I don't know. What happened?
Nope. Ohio State is a 31-point favorite at Northwestern. Man, I know everyone on here is going to say I'm crazy, but I'm going plus 31 with Northwestern.
He's not wrong.
I know how bad Northwestern is.
Look ahead,
but the Buckeyes don't. Thank you. That's what it is. Their offense has already struggled, and they're looking ahead to Indiana.
They will do nothing. They will just go out. They'll win 28-0, and you're golden.
No. They're going to want to pad the stats.
Do you want lunch?
Yes.
We got to bet with David. We got to bet with you. Now I got to loop Kenny into something.
I'm
going to be like a catering service next week.
They got at least 5 positional players who they all want to get touchdowns. Right there, there's 35 points. How many points do you think Northwestern is going to score?
7.
Let me help you. Nothing.
So, therefore,
they will cover this thing. It doesn't matter. They're going to power it down.
You want to give me Northwestern team total over 6.5?
No. We already got the 32.5.
Oh, you just said they're going to get shut out. We can get 6.5 here.
We'll talk. So which bet do you want?
I want them both.
Oh, no.
Multiple lunches. I'll take the 31, sure. It's just a pure look-ahead spot. They'll be bored.
All right, let's see if this is the one. Probably not the one, but I need Kenny's help with this one because it's about his Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia Bulldogs at home, 8.5. I'm seeing 10 some other places. It's moved.
We taped the pod this morning. It was 10.5.
Yeah, so it's moved all over the place. So you might want to decide what you want to do quickly out there, people. But Georgia, favorite here, Tennessee. I'm leaning that this is my lock here of Georgia. But how confident can he are you? I don't care if Nico plays or not. I'm locking in Georgia.
Oh, Kenny's scared of his own shadow.
Well, Mike, if I can do the emotional hedge, that means if Georgia wins, I get Georgia wins, obviously, if they win big. But if they don't and they don't cover the 10,
you get the lunch.
I get the lunch. So if you want to loop me in on that count me in.
No, because I want Georgia.
Catering service. No. I'm saying you can have Georgia. I'll take the points. Oh. And if I'm wrong, I get lunch.
All right. Reality, what I said to people on the podcast is this. This is what I would consider a live betting game. If you miss the best numbers of 8.5 and 7.5, watch it live. Maybe you could snipe a better number. I wouldn't take the 10.5 in real life. But to buy one of my buddies lunch, I'm fine with it. It's not like we're keeping a record. So I got lunch with you. I got lunch with you. I got lunch with you. Now I got to bet the cleaning lady. What does she want to play? Let's go.
So.
Yeah. Wait for her to come in here and just hit me with a garbage can while I'm doing a live read. Go ahead.
I have a couple NFL, but I did not.
Wait.
Clearly didn't hit your college. What's your college?
I need everyone's opinion on this game.
I was going to say you didn't do LSU Florida.
Did not.
Florida.
That's a good one.
Hold on. Even better. 9-0. 31-year-olds with 3 kids and a mortgage.
Oh, BYU, yeah.
BYU, only a 2.5-point favorite to 3-6 Kansas.
At home.
Now, what kind of magic underpants spread is that?
I don't know, man.
Kansas, we got to do it. You got to do it.
Do you?
Lunch?
They got kids, man.
Lunch?
They got kids. They got to go out there and win. No, I don't care enough about BYU.
Man, they're going to soak it up, man.
Oh, boy.
No, they haven't. They have kids.
So let me move
they
over.
They took the mission trip.
Let me move over to the two games I have in the NFL. I'm going with both dogs in these games. First, let's start with tonight's game. I am going +3.5 Commanders at the Eagles. Here's why. The Eagles are 5-4 against the spread this year. Washington, 7-2-1. They've just dominated here. So I'm going Washington Commanders at +3.5. And then on Sunday, I know this is tough. This is probably too close to my heart. But +3, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Love.
Because the Ravens are 1-3 against the spread in the division so far this year. And they've played the Browns and the Bengals, the two worst teams in the division. And the Steelers are 3-0 against the spread as underdogs this year.
Listen, when you're talking about the Steelers this week, it's a lot like when Rico went on tour with his cousin Benito with MC Hammer. Triple D's everywhere. Desperate divisional dogs. It's just and it's Tomlin at home as a dog. Against a Ravens team with the single worst pass defense in the league, you're getting 3.5. Division rivals. You got to take the Steelers.
And I didn't want to say this, but I'll go ahead and say this. Lamar Jackson has not beaten the Steelers since his rookie season.
Until Sunday.
Sure. Okay.
But is it by more than 3.5?
Yes. There it is.
Yes, it will.
It won't be.
Let me introduce you to King Henry.
How was touring with Hammer?
It's fascinating. And the Eagles, yeah. I think this is going to be the game where they're going to knock the Commanders down a peg, and they're going to separate in that division and show this is our division to win. We're in competition with the Detroit Lions trying to get that number one seed.
Hate rivalry games on a short turn. Not right. Division rival games on a third, short turnaround. That NFL's got to do a better
That's
job.
That's your fault, Rico. TV deal.
No, I'm not blaming him. No, he only takes blame for college.
NFL's been doing this for the longest.
Amazon gives nothing, and they finally get one, and they say, no, you're not taking it.
Hey, yes or no on FanDuel, -110 both ways. Is Al Michaels awake for this game? Or is he defines it. Or is this NFL Network tonight?
This is Amazon, yes.
Oh, so it's back to the prime.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is the Saggy Ball special to him.
Oh, he'll be because it'll be a good game, so I'm assuming he'll be into this game.
He hates Al Michaels hates everything. He hates things more than I do. Al Michaels is like, why are you here? You already have everybody else's money. Like, dude, Al's got no excuse.
Al didn't want to be left out. That's all it is. Football's still going on. I got to be announcing it somewhere. we'll put you on Amazon. Sure, fine, whatever.
Then bury him with his microphone so he can do it there too.
Yeah, just do the Bob Costas and say no more play-by-play. Done. Is your best bets.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.